This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series, and it's from Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter of the Quran. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. In that way, that's Allah speaking, I made you a balanced nation. That's verse 143. Now this verse addresses the fact that Islam has no place for extremism. The first point of reflection is that Islam in faith and in practice is a moderate religion, free from and opposed to extremes. In spite of what is said in the media, and what is commonly portrayed, television, movies, etc., etc. The Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, he himself said, "Beware of extremism in religion, for the people before you were destroyed by extremism in religion." And extremism, in terms of what came before, if we say, what was the religion which preceded Islam? Christianity. But in fact, actually, the true religion of Jesus was Islam. But that religion that came to be known as Christianity, its extremism, wherein Jesus is a prophet of God, is deified. He's turned into God. You can't get more extreme than that. The second point of reflection is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, "Beware of extremism in religion. Iyakum wal ghulu fid din. For the people before you were destroyed by extremism in religion." So both the Quran and the Sunnah speak strongly against extremism that is going to extremes, going beyond the bounds of what is acceptable, what is reasonable, what is moderate. That Islam is opposed to this. The third point of reflection is that all aspects of extremism are forbidden in Islam, even if one's intentions are good. Like those who wanted to remain celibate in order to dedicate their time completely to God. Some of the companions of the Prophet, may God's peace and blessing be upon him, expressed that. They wanted to do that. Others wanted to dedicate their time completely to God by worshiping all night long without sleeping. And another expressed that he wanted to fast every day to detach himself from the material needs of his life. But what did the Prophet ﷺ say when he heard this? He said, "فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي." Whoever prefers a way, a sunnah, other than mine, is not a true follower of mine. Because, as he explained, that he got married. He also slept at night and he stayed awake at night, some nights. And he fasted some days and didn't fast other days. So moderation in the religion, when one understands that moderation and lives a moderate life in this way, doing what is instructed. Because somebody might say, okay, praying five times a day is a lot. It's kind of extreme. What if we just prayed once a day? No. The minimum is five times a day. So maintaining that is moderate. Praying additional prayers, which the Prophet ﷺ recommended, also still falls under moderation. But where, for example, one just stays in the masjid, praying in the masjid day in, day out, not taking care of the needs of one's family, then we've gone to extremes. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.